I'm Alex Makovica for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Introducing you to Doug Hashman today. He's the new District 1 Director on the Nebraska Wheat Board, hailing from Alliance. Doug, thanks for making time to join us. Just share a little bit more about your operation and some of the things you guys do.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. We're wheat, corn, dry bean, sunflower operation. We do irrigated and dry land. And I farmed all my life in Box Butte County, and I farm with my son. We have two kids, and my son's farming with us, and so family farm operation.
You decided to take a calling to serve on the Nebraska Wheat Board. Talk about that decision and the things you hope to accomplish in your term.
Well, I want to represent the growers of Nebraska from the farm perspective, of course, but I've served on several boards and Dry Bean Growers Association and the local co-op elevator board, and then served two terms as a county commissioner, so I enjoy board work and representing people.
Excellent. Well, talk to us about the growing season. You mentioned you grow a number of crops. What does that look like for you so far this year?
The crops look fairly well. We're in a drought out here, and we've been really short on moisture, but the wheat crop was an average crop, and we're getting into the fall season here, so we'll see how the fall crops look. Corn looks pretty good. It's been hard to keep up with irrigation water. We've just had a lot of hot days and very little rain. So,
You also mentioned you grow dry beans and sunflowers. What does that look like this time of year? What are you guys doing with that?
We're just getting ready to get the dry beans ready for harvest. We'll be starting on that in a week, and the sunflowers are maturing and drying down, so we should be into them in good time. So just wishing we had a little rain to stretch it out. The planting, wheat planting, we're ready to start wheat planting probably this weekend, and it's fairly dry, so we hope we get a little shower to get the stand up.
Moisture obviously a challenge for you guys this year. What else has kind of been a burr in your saddle for the growing season?
Well, it's been fairly typical. We're just trying to keep everything running.
As you serve on the Nebraska Wheat Board, you'll have the chance to do a lot of things, and you touched on your goals. What do you see as some of the biggest challenges for the Nebraska wheat industry as it sits right now?
Well, we're trying to promote Nebraska wheat as top quality wheat, and hopefully that keep the exports opened up and work on new varieties for the growers and get the production lines where it's beneficial to the growers. So hope be interesting to see what all we get into. I look forward to serving on the board.
All right, Doug, we'll end on a high note. What excites you the most about this industry?
Oh, we're fifth gen. My son's fifth generation out here farming some of the land for over 100 years. So it's just interesting. You always like to see the wheat coming up green in the fall, and then you look forward to harvest next year. So it's always a continual outlook, I guess. So we enjoy that.
All right. Doug Hashman is our guest. He's the new District 1 Director on the Nebraska Wheat Board. Excited to introduce you to our listeners today. Doug, thanks for making time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good day.
I'm Alex Makovica for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.